NBA History Channel, is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to a news slash history edition of the Garden Report.
Rajon, I got called out, a retirement for Rondo's retirement.
Rajon Rondo retiring after a long NBA career that spanned two championships. From, what, 07 he came into the league, and then...
07, yeah, 6-7.
Probably last played in 2022. So he's been out of the game for a couple of years now. A couple off-the-court incidents probably sped this up a little bit. Who knows how much he had left in his game at this point, but bounced around the league after leaving Boston. Ended up finding a little bit of a home for himself in L.A., a big part of that 2020 Lakers championship team.
So he's revitalized his reputation, really.
Yeah, one of the rare guys who's won with the Celtics and the Lakers.
I think the only.
Is he the only one?
Well, Casey Jones won as a player with the Celtics and an assistant coach with the Lakers. I don't think there's any other players that won with both teams. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Rondo's the only one.
So he's an interesting case all the time because he's probably not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that is such a tough one, man. I mean, two championships, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
Right? Yeah, you know I wasn't a huge Rondo fan. Make the case, I mean, two teams, played for the Celtics and the Lakers. Really, I mean, just... take away the Mavericks and the Kings and all that short stint. I think you're looking at two fairly long tenured teams, the Celtics in particular. But he's the last true point guard the NBA has seen, I think. Like the true pass first, flair, you know, his jump shot wasn't phenomenal, but he could hit the open guy. He could get hot, man. I mean, he did hit threes towards the end of his time here, but I think the two titles, all the triple doubles, leading the league in assists. I think he's earned the Hall of Fame nod. I think that last stint with LA that rehabilitated his reputation puts him in a level. He's not a first ballot. Think like Michael Cooper, right? If Cooper's going to get in this year, he's probably around that line.
Well, in terms of, and you're right, because the position's changed so much, so he probably stands out more to someone like me who hasn't watched as many point guards and play that style. Mm-hmm. But he could be dazzling out there. And it happened right from the start. And in 2007, 2018, he's the point guard. He's the guy making it all pieced together there. And at a relatively young age, too.
On a team that had, I mean, Rondo in 08 had to kind of distribute the ball. So there are times where he had to say no to Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce for Ray Allen, or no to Ray and Kevin. So to be that young and you know, Rondo, Cedric Maxwell always says like Rondo is the most brilliant, stupid guy I ever met. And I think it kind of makes sense, right? Because he's so intelligent, and yet at the same time, he would do immature things. He was mature enough to quarterback a team with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen and Paul Pierce in their first year together. And then also the next year when KG's injured, Rondo's the MVP of that team. Granted, they lost in the second round, but he had that dazzling first-round series with Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, just go forward. After 2011, once Ray kind of got hurt and KG was starting to be on the decline, it almost became Rondo's team, you know, where Rondo was taking the threes, the big threes. I remember that Philadelphia series in 2012. It was Rondo that hit the clutch threes, not Ray or Paul. I think we'd feel he's a lock for Hall of Fame if he remained with the Celtics and won another title, or even if he got traded from the Celtics to the Lakers and he didn't have that kind of Rick Carlisle, all that nonsense go on in the middle. I think that might have hurt him a little bit. Definitely a polarizing character. And that Rondo's years were our first years on the beat. Man, he was, first of all, he'd make you wait forever, you know, like kind of like Tatum does now. But when he come out, like the Celtics players now, and I don't care who's watching, they give you nothing. Like, it's pretty bad. What you guys have to deal with, right? Press conferences. When you had Doc Rivers, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Rajon Rondo, and Ray Allen, who talked to everyone, I mean, that was such a charismatic locker room. And Rondo never disappointed. I mean, you'd wait till midnight for him, but he'd come out in a zebra skin suit and make fun of everybody in a very Kobe-like way. But I think he was a little... Kobe could be cold. Rondo would, like, give you the smirk or a wink. And it was worth it. It was an immediate 100,000 views on a Rondo presser. These guys today, man, I don't want to get into it, but I saw it
earlier this year. He comes out to training camp.
Yeah, he gave you that scrum in training camp.
Yeah, which probably overdue him coming back to Harvard because he left in a,
He and Brad weren't on the best terms.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks is so easy to play. I can make my Celtic picks and make my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals and easy gameplay and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. Celtics and NBA fans, you can get in on Prize Picks in 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On Prize Picks this week, I'm selecting Jason Tatum to dish out more than 5 assists and his teammate Jaylen Brown to have more than 22.5 points. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks.
He didn't leave on the best terms is the right way to say it, because we can talk 2013 real quick, which is the real inflection point for him, because you're right, 10, 11, 12, that 12 East Finals, especially you have the 11-1 where he plays with
his arm. Yep.
With the arm all screwed up, and he still has
played
that
with it
game.
In game 7.
Yeah, so he had some moments over those 2-3 years
where
you looked at him and said, he's on his way to taking this team over.
He's a top 5 point guard in the league.
Right, and so he's producing at that level. You're thinking you can start building around him. But then he gets hurt in 2013. He tears the ACL. They trade Garnett. They trade Pierce. They start rebuilding effectively. And at that point, we're asking, are you building around Rondo or are you trading Rondo? And unfortunately, he doesn't get back quick enough. He doesn't really gel with Brad, and they trade
him. Didn't he break his hand, too, then, right after that in 2013-14?
He was out for most of that year. I want to say he played like 30 games.
I mean, and that's where the beginning of the no captain came from.
Well, he was the captain to start, wasn't he?
No. I believe there was no captain.
I thought he might have been at the beginning.
Maybe,
but he wasn't playing.
Check that.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing, but I know it was around either Rondo, his first year without the big three, or after he left. It was at that time where Brad said no more
right after he
captains,
left.
Which I find it to be a farce. How do you not have a captain? I mean, it's just a so typical. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. But Rondo...
That's another segment.
Yeah, but Rondo, he did think huge hands. You know, he did things with the basketball that... And I wasn't a huge fan of his, but I was a huge fan of his play. His passing. Today,
when you think about the fact that that player doesn't exist anymore, I think that makes it a little more...
It does.
Enticing in retrospect. The fact that you can go back and watch that style of game that you're not... seeing anymore.
And it's funny because the guys today will say that the players in the past, obviously they're going back a little further, but it was slow, it was boring. And dude, I challenge anybody to watch Rajon Rondo highlights from 2008 to 2012. There's nothing boring about that. Rondo's hangups where he couldn't shoot free throws, he was inconsistent from deep. There were times where he would not enter the paint in fear of getting fouled because he couldn't have free throws. Mm-hmm. And he was maybe too smart yet too immature, or as Max would say, too brilliantly stupid to really lead that team.
Well, that's
once
where
the
I was
going
to go. So Pierce is gone. Garnett's gone.
Doc's gone. That's a big
Doc's gone
punt.
Too. Why couldn't it become Rondo's team at that point? Why couldn't he lead them into the future?
Yeah, there was something as someone in that, and it could have been Doc because they had an on and off relationship where they love hate. something in that departure of those guys.
The transition.
Yeah, there was guardrails that weren't there anymore. Somebody in that mix, could have been Perk, they were best friends, stopping him. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's before your time, but do you remember the Snapple bottle off the television when he threw the Snapple bottle off the TV?
I heard the story.
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, at the end of the season, Jackie Mack would do her post-mortem, and there was always a classic Rajon Rondo meltdown story in there. But that was part of his mystique, I guess. He was a very polarizing, eccentric, cool
personality,
guy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to get killed by, well, I know, you know, the Lakers fan base is in civil war right now. You know that, right? So the Kobe Lakers and the LeBron Lakers. I just find it to be interesting. I'm not insinuating anything, but LeBron ain't won a championship since Rondo's gone. I'm not saying Rondo, but I think he was one of the difference makers in the bubble.
Right. So he gets traded. Good trade by Danny.
Yep. Great
gets
trade.
Jay Crowder. Mm-hmm. First round pick as well. I think it might have became RJ Hunter or something. They didn't do much with it. But Jay was a good piece for a couple of years there.
But think about that. Rondo, at one time, a top five, maybe 3 point guard, gets traded for Jay Crowder. That's what I'm talking
said
about.
Said a lot about his value at the time.
Well, his maturity, his reputation more so than his value.
Yeah, and so he goes to a Dallas team that was top four in the West. Yep. Derek, great team. Carlisle, they just won the championship a couple of years before, and they just bomb.
He parked in Carlisle's spot.
Oh, he just completely tore the team apart.
He parked in Rick Carlisle's parking spot.
Yeah, quit in a playoff game, got benched, and they lose in the first round, I think it was, and he's effectively out of there, and then he ends up in Sacramento. Had a decent year there.
He did have a good year, and he was with Boogie there, wasn't he? And they were very close.
And then he ends up in New Orleans, and I want to say he played with Holiday there, who remembered him favorably, and then with Davis, and I want to say Cousins ended up there, too, by the time he left New Orleans.
All I know is he was at the Garden, well, the night before. I think he got arrested 2 days later, but it was like 3 weeks ago. And I'm thinking to myself, is Rondo looking for a 10-day?
I think it was after, right after.
Was it right after? I'm thinking, is Rondo looking for a 10-day? and I'll be honest with you, I would have, sorry, Green Teamers, I would have taken Rondo over Isaiah Thomas on a 10-day. I really would have. You know, just from the standpoint that he could practice and teach some of these guys how to run plays. I mean, you just don't run plays, it seems like.
It's interesting. You don't see that. And Perks talked a lot about that. You don't have the veteran on the roster. And they had Blake last year, which was, I think, a nice fit.
I think so.
I think it fit the
interesting
mood of the team,
too, that they wanted – that Joe tried to get Blake back this year.
Right.
That's how valuable
they haven't been
was.
Able to find one to replace him.
Well, Drew is kind of the leader, I would say, on this team. But he's not real vocal. I think that we saw or see the benefits of Tatum hanging out with Pierce as much as he did in the summer. And I think Rondo would have given that kind of value to the younger guys, but also he really would have just been a glorified assistant coach, right? He's going to play spot minutes and really be an assistant coach. Rondo someday will be an amazing coach.
That's a good point. What's next for him now that he's retiring?
I think you're going to see him do some broadcasting or podcasting. He's doing the rounds now.
Yep.
But I do believe he's got the mind to be an assistant coach and eventually a head coach.
And
he
did
wants
say
to
in
be
that scrum
coach.
Earlier, he wants to get into coaching.
Yeah, and
eventually.
I think it's a good setup for him. When you look at the Celtics franchise, for such a illustrious franchise, it's crazy to me how the point guard position has been not really their most dominant position. So today we're gonna talk about our top five in a two different variety of ways. Celtics.
That's so funny
point
though, by the way, because you know you grew up watching Doc and all these guys from the 80s. Mm-hmm. They become Carlisle.
Carlisle never played.
Seeing Rondo on a sideline one day, and you know people
so cool.
who are younger than me are gonna be like, "Oh, it's Coach Rondo." I'm gonna be like, "He was
a hell of a
player."
Yeah, and it's funny how time flies, right?
Yeah.
I still think like I was because he retired. I was getting sentimental and going through some of our archives, and I found the 2014 media day. I found the zebra coat. I found the one where he was making fun of Jared Weiss's sneakers. and I just missed him.
Yeah.
When he was here, I didn't really.
You didn't appreciate him when he was here.
No,
because of some of the eccentricities.
And also some of the nonsense would be like, Because what really people don't talk about now is 2012, for some reason, Garnett and Pierce were just like, this ain't our team anymore. It's Rondo's team. Yeah. And that's kind of when it started to get a little messed up.
Right.
And I and he got more intolerable at that point, too,
yeah,
in certain ways.
That's what happens.
So. Overall, just a great experience. I mean, I've covered Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas, a lot of players in the past. And I will tell you honestly, looking back, Rondo was one of the greatest treats. Kyrie Irving, when he wasn't being an asshole.
Similarities there. Hey, sure.
Man, he was one of the best players I've ever seen live on a consistent basis, covering them when he was playing well.